Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this morning to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter? We're going to begin a new series this morning. Can you guess what it might be about? 2002, the church just beginning, and the Lord spoke to me. We'd never pastored before. And he dealt with me as the church began that there were three things that I was to teach and minister repeatedly, year after year, in the church. Number one, how to keep the love command. How to love God and love each other. How many know that's not something you just learn all about one time and you got it? You need to be fed on this. You need to think about it. You need to grow in it. And so for some weeks now, we have been on that subject, haven't we? Have you been stirred up about it at least a little bit? If you hadn't been with us, it's available. You can download it in its entirety for free off the internet site. Get fed. Get stirred up. It's for your benefit. People who don't walk in love, people who walk in self-centeredness and selfishness are the most miserable people. They're demanding their way, they're getting their way, and yet they're miserable. And it cuts off your blessing. Faith works by love. Well, if you're not walking in love, your faith's not working. I mean, just a whole host of things that are a problem. But everybody said out loud, I love God.
I love God.
And I keep the love command.
I love my brother
as the Lord has loved me.
Now,
how many know that'll keep you occupied 24/7? Because you will be tempted not to. Every day you get up in the morning, you'll be tempted. All you got to do to be selfish is nothing. Just get up, act like you feel, say everything that crosses your mind, and you'll violate the love command over and over again, and you'll be unhappy. Even if you pitch a fit and get your way, you're going to be miserable. Oh, but if you'll sow love, if you'll obey Him, you will abide and live in His love. And that's the key, Jesus said, to your joy being full. So number one was to teach on love. Number two was to teach on faith. How to live by faith. How to walk by faith. How to overcome by faith. Receive by faith. Please God by faith, and you would hope that the folk at Faith Life Church would know a thing or two about faith. Wouldn't you hope that? Well, we must not just assume it, you know. We need to teach on it. We need to think about it. And, of course, we've got new people all the time. Maybe you've heard about faith for years, but it might be the first time they've ever heard it. And I can remember distinctly the time of our lives when Phyllis and I first heard the word of faith. I grew up in church. My grandmother saw to it that me and my little brother were at church every Sunday, and usually Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday evening. And we were there for years, but precious little about faith. People, you know, talked about their convictions, and there was a whole lot about hell and condemnation. And don't do this, and don't do that. But not much about the overcoming, victorious life of faith. And not knocking anybody. I didn't know it. They didn't know it. None of us had seen it. Oh, but thank God. Thank God for the word of faith that has come forth. Amen. And it has changed our life forever. How many of you can say the same thing? It's changed my life forever. I don't think like I used to. I don't live like I used to. Thank God we got a different life and so much better life. So teaching on faith. And thirdly, that I was to teach and we are to teach repeatedly, continually, on how to be led by the Spirit. And I am repeatedly surprised as the years go by that people don't know about this. I don't know if the people that have told me, well, Brother Keith, I never heard about being led by the Spirit till I came to the church. Well, that's not right. I mean, every day of our lives, you got 1,001 questions, don't you? And what are you going to do? Should I do it? Should I not? Is this right? Is it not? And you can be led by your head. You can flip coins. You can ask everybody and their brother what they think you ought to do. And you can miss it and miss it and miss it and miss it. And maybe once in a while get it right and miss it and miss it. Or you can be led by the Spirit and get it right time after time after time after time. If you were always led by the Spirit all the time, you'd never miss it. Never miss it, because he'd never lead you wrong. So we'll be talking about that as time comes. But today we're going to begin talking about faith. We're going to look at Mark 11. And I want you to stir yourself up, because you're going to see things. I'm going to see things. We're going to get things about faith we have not gotten up until this point. Come on now, you going to help me with this? We're going to see things. We're going to come up to a higher place. Aren't we? Well, in fact, hold your place in Mark. Go to Romans. Let me give you a little bit of an intro on this. Now, I want to just relax and take my time on this and believe God for revelation on every word. The pause is in between the words. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You miss things when you get in too big of a hurry. Get too big of a rush. Now, we're not going to try to do it all today, but let's take our time, because the Lord tarries is coming. You're going to come back, aren't you? Huh? Most of you plan on coming back. And if you're visiting with us, you can come back via the internet, right? You can join us every service if you want to on this. Or if you can't do that, just call us up. We'll send you a CD. No charge. You can't beat that with a stick. Now, I mean, that's that's a good deal. And if you're wanting the word at all, you can receive it. Amen. Well, in Romans, the first chapter, talking about faith, he makes this statement, Romans 1 and verse 8. He says, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Your what? Should people know about our faith? Should our faith precede us? Should we have a reputation known, extended out beyond ourselves, that we believe God? We trust God. We're not afraid. We're not intimidated. We're bold. We step out. We believe God for big stuff. Our faith should precede us. People should hear, oh man, that's a believing God bunch. That's that big talking, big thinking, big believing, big doing. Right? Bunch. Is it Brother Oral Roberts, I believe it is, had on his desk for years and years the little placard that says, no small plans made here. No little plans. We got a big God. We shouldn't think little tiny. We should think big. We should expand. And it takes faith to do this. He said, your faith is known. Your faith is spoken about. People talk about your faith throughout the known world. Glory to God. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we really were believing God to the degree that they're talking about our faith over in China? Talking about our faith over in Africa and Australia. Talking about our faith. Not to glorify us, but that we love God so much, we believe God, we believe anything He tells us. If He said you can do it, we believe it. We need to think bigger than we've been thinking. We need to believe big. Believe big. Some years ago, I was riding in the country, and Phyllis and I and a couple of friends of ours, husband and wife, and we came through this little bitty town, and we drove through there, and the lady in the back, she spoke up, because we've been talking about these things. She said, why don't we buy this little town and fix it up? I about pulled over the road and shouted. I thought, yeah, glory to God. We must think bigger.
Amen.
We must think bigger.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're so used to just, you know, working for somebody else and having a little tiny part in somebody else's vision and going to somebody else for everything, using somebody else's money and paying dearly for the privilege of it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Why not have your own money? You got enough money, you can have your own bank. And see, you start saying things like that, people just look at you like, God needs some people on the planet that'll think beyond their little front yard.
Yes.
Come on now, beyond their little utility payments.
Yes.
Come on now. He needs some people that are able to think global. That are able to think in terms of eternity. And effect on eternity. Glory to God. Millions and billions. Somebody say billions. 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 Millions and billions. Millions of people. Millions of dollars. Billions of people. Billions of dollars. Can we think like this? Can God stretch us? This church used to be nothing. Now we're thousands. What could God do if we'd believe Him in another 5 years? What could happen? But see, you get to a place where your faith gets choked and you think, well, now this is just pretty good. This is just good enough. And begin to make excuses. Well, Brother Keith, there's only what? 10 or 15,000 people live around here. How big do you think the church could get? Well, Brother Keith, you know, people, the average person around here only makes X amount of money. What do you think? See, you start thinking like that and your faith gets choked and getting narrow. Why? Because you're looking at people. Now, instead of looking up now, you're looking down. You're looking here and you're trying to decide what's possible by looking at each other. But if I quit looking at you and you quit looking at me and we all look up, what could God do? I said, what could God do? All things are possible to him that worries, works night and day. No, no, him that believes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Living by Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303A. That's R1303A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.